Well, thank you so much for joining us as we conclude today our time in the Proverbs. Thanks so much for joining me this summer as we as we've gone through Road Rules, a time in the Proverbs, and I pray these have been meaningful and helpful to you. We'll be starting Ecclesiastes tomorrow, and so I ask you to keep on meeting with us every morning as we think about this this journal written by Solomon and what he has to say about meaning and purpose in life. Proverbs 37 through 9 is where we're going to end up in the Proverbs. This is a prayer of a man named Agar. "Two things I ask of you," Agar prayed. "Deny them not before I die. Remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food that is needful for me, lest I be full and deny you and say, 'Who is the Lord?' Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God." I'm sure you've heard the best-selling book. It sold a bunch of copies, Prayer of Jabez. It was a book about an honorable man in the Old Testament who cried to God, "Oh, Lord, would you bless me and enlarge my border that your hand might be with me and that you would keep me from harm and that you would might bring me not bring me pain." That was from 1 Chronicles 4. Prayer of Jabez sold a bunch of copies. We like prayers that ask for more influence and impact and opportunity, don't we? But I doubt you're familiar with the prayer of Agar. I've thought about writing a book about it, but I doubt publishers would touch it. Agar was a simple man with two simple yet powerful requests. First, Agar prayed for integrity. He did not want a life of duplicity. Notice he didn't pray, "God, please help me help me tell the truth." He prayed that God would keep opportunities for falsehood far away, out of his reach. He prayed that God would keep him from temptation and sin. And second, Agar prayed for just enough. Not too much, lest pride and self-sufficiency overtake him. Not too little, lest he be tempted to steal food for his family. He prayed for that balance between dependence and desperation. The balance between dependence and desperation. He didn't want a full barn so he could eat, drink, and be merry. He just prayed for daily bread. Daily bread kept Agar thankful to God for each day's provision and dependent on God for tomorrow's portion. So, Heavenly Father, our prayer is Agar's prayer. Please give me the courage to pray that prayer. Help me always look to you for tomorrow's blessing. Keep us thankful and dependent. In Jesus' name, amen.